I'm gonna mute her mic.
You guys are no fun. So I can't do it, but he can make that face.
I don't know.
Fuck you right now. Reverse that car, girl. I'm fucking right now. I'm on the stand the rail. Hope you can handle it. Beat that kid up when it's down. Put it down.
I just feel like it make it better when I do that.
I'm shooting camera in my left with your hand in my right. Water keep dripping while I lay this pipe. Sex is a drug. Well, let's enjoy this. I know that I make love it. Keep screaming you want it. Girl, you looking lovely.
So this is LaPat and Flo Milli. Is that how you pronounce it?
LaPat.
LaPat.
It sounds real. It's French. LaPat.
LaPat and Flo Milli. Rodeo remix.
It's giving French. This song is kind of sexy.
Yeah, I do like this one.
It do make you want to give a lap dance. Or get
what I'm
one.
Saying, listen, I know the vibe. This is when that Jose supposed to kick in. This is when that alcohol start rolling in.
When that BBL supposed to get to work.
That BBL, come on.
Uh-oh. You said be there when this come on.
Come on.
Oh, wow.
Right now.
I need to hear this song 3 times Saturday.
I'm with that.
Come on.
Beginning, middle, and end of the party.
Like a rodeo, right? Like a rodeo. Hey.
But we can cut it off when she. I'm
crying. We might have to have a rodeo contest.
Let's find another song to mix into. You know. We might have to go into
Pony.
Yeah. Look at you.
I told you, y'all don't want me to DJ, no. Bro. That's what I'm there, man.
Can you? Why are you talking about that on air right now? Please. I fuck your nigga in all red socks. He want a front bitch, girl, not a thigh. Cut it. I
keep it juicy, he coming alive.
No, I ain't in it now. Going
insane, scratching right, what you got?
You really could have gone for real. Okay.
Bro, I like Flo Milli. He don't got the money right now. This is first song.
That's fine. I like Flo Milli. I just can put on a show. I
don't need a stage. You think he can afford that Lotto verse right now?
I think he could have afforded to just
do it by himself.
But then it wouldn't have been a remix.
Or he could have just not had a remix.
I know, I'm fucking with
that's
you.
A concept. Hey, you niggas do not always need a remix. Sometimes the remix do not be worth the trouble. Or the money. Is that fair?
Yes.
Well, that's his bitch, though. I mean, his girl.
We talked about this before. Like how remixes just aren't as good as they used to be.
But then sometimes a remix is better than the.
See what I'm saying? We didn't need that from her.
Well, cause he got.
Ain't nobody ever heard the regular version of Ain't I?
Ain't I? What you mean?
Oh,
ain't
I used to love
ain't
that song.
Ain't nobody ever heard the regular version.
That's one song.
I know. It's just funny. It just made me think about that. The remixes, like this.
No,
it came out as the remix. Like what?
Well, that's one where the remixes might be better.
You know what I'm saying? Nobody's heard the it just came out as the remix.
I feel like 2 Chainz got a song that the remix is better than the regular.
Hey guys, welcome to the Honey Trap Podcast. I'm Shawnee.
I'm Chris.
I'm Danielle.
And I'm Terrell.
Why would you say it like
that? I was happy. My bad, y'all.
That never happens.
Exactly.
All right, bro.
You just was over there pouting.
I'm hungry. Shit.
Why would you? We are currently recording at 4:52 p.m. I'm not even about to act like that because I just ate as well. But you ate today,
bro. I don't remember what I ate. I don't think I ate nothing.
Yeah, 5 o'clock. If you still like, I have not had lunch either. Terrell,
that was the first time
I ate today.
So I understand how you feel. Like you just watched them.
I'll be moving and traveling.
But you had breakfast.
Oh, you didn't have to put.
I always had no breakfast.
That's what I'm saying. He's saying he ain't nothing.
I haven't ate nothing. That was the first thing I ate today.
That was the first thing I ate today too. We need to do better, y'all.
Definitely.
As people, are we middle aged?
Melanated people?
Yeah. Yes.
No. Ooh, no.
Fuck.
No. No.
Okay.
I've come to grips.
Where are we at?
You're not middle aged until 40. You hit at least 40 to 55.
Okay. So what is this pre middle age?
You just an adult.
I'm an adult.
Just an adult.
Okay, not a young adult anymore.
Not a young adult.
Well, yeah,
considerably, yes. Actually, considerably, yes. You are still a young adult.
I'm not.
Because, see, you got to think a child is a child until maybe 13, 14 and they're a teenager.
I start thinking about being middle aged and my chest start hurting.
Oh my God.
Like, woo. Am I?
Yes. You're getting close.
Is this?
Ooh, near me.
I'm close.
Dog, please don't. He put in the DoorDash some food while we recording. I'm crying.
Nah, I ain't about to.
Okay, good.
If you DoorDash, there's enough kids in here to get it.
Come on. Listen, guys. I missed you. Did you miss recording?
I did.
Yeah. Look, she in the sheets.
We haven't been here in a little while.
We got her.
We got her.
Terrell, you haven't been here in a while, even though we scheduled for you and your friends to pull up once a month. You guys haven't been here. We're going to talk about that.
All right, bro. We're going to talk about
that. I'm going to create an employee group chat.
Come on.
And I'm handing out occurrences, okay?
Ah.
Yeah. You guys don't want to know what happens at 3.
You're out of there.
I'm here.
You're out of here, buddy.
You're out of there.
Because we're not doing this, okay?
I'm here.
We're running a tight ship around this bitch.
Facts.
So, what did you guys do while we were out? Do we have any? I mean, it wasn't that long, but you know, I feel like a lot of life happened.
Daniel, did you do anything exciting in the last 2 weeks?
What did I do last week?
See what I'm saying?
All right, Daniel raising kids. So, I did much of nothing. Took care of some rental home properties.
Did you end up going to the? What is it, Jamaica?
Nah, the Reggae Fest was this weekend, and I did not go to it. It was just one of them situations where it started raining a little bit, and it just didn't seem like it was worth being outside that late. And it wasn't hot no more. It rained, and next thing you know, it was like 70 degrees, and it's like, all right, it might be a little more feasible. Bundle up. Well, no, it might put something extra on. The wind was blowing. But it's
that's my type. I like that.
It's great. But you never know if it's going to rain again. And now I'm about to be outside at the park and possible.
I don't want no rain.
I don't want no possible rain. You know me. I'm almost middle aged or considered middle aged. So yeah, I get sick.
I was about to say what?
Relax.
If I'm almost.
All right, guys. Oh, man. Slander the older people.
Here. I respect you.
I'm close.
Nigga said, I respect you.
I respect you.
But nah, outside of that, I just chilled, took care of some family business and been kind of relaxing a little bit. Going to work every day in the heat, but got to get that bread.
Terrell, you been going to work? What's up?
Yeah, I've been working every day.
Okay.
I just want to hate you.
Relax.
What's your schedule?
From sun up to sundown.
9 to 5. That's crazy. 9 to 5 man over
you
there.
You tired?
I am.
So you don't work when it's dark?
No, I do.
So why you say sun up?
To sundown.
I mean, shit, like, you know, man, listen, I'm on call.
Oh, PRN.
Traveling nursing.
PRN. Yeah,
traveling nursing.
I'm on call.
Yeah. Can you check Chris' blood pressure right now?
I don't need him to. I'm good.
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
Why I'm just asking. I'm just trying to see if you on your shit.
Shanae, what did you
do? He probably didn't bring his instruments.
Yeah, I didn't bring my
equipment. I worked. That's all I did was work. That's all I ever do was work.
Last week was the last day of summer school.
So yeah, summer school is over, so I'm there officially here every day, all day.
Break.
I'm sorry to hear that, parents.
I was at work today, and Jacob come knocking at the door. Mom? Boy, I am on a Zoom.
I am not here.
This is not your mom, okay? This is Shanae.
From work.
Yeah. CSR, buddy.
Yeah, that's what I did last week. Last week was my last week of summer school. It was rough 16 days, but I made it.
4th of July? I mean, I know real niggas don't really give a fuck.
And it's on a Tuesday. Do you work?
We closed.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean,
You know, it ain't Juneteenth, but, you know, they going to give you a day off for sure.
You going to eat some food. Who barbecuing?
Right.
I went to a barbecue. No, I'm pulling up to some friend's house, bringing some party favors.
Any friends I know?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
You might know. Man, I don't know, Shanae. You know everybody. A few people.
Okay, I'm going to just.
But I'm going over there and kicking it. You know what I'm saying? Bring some party favors, some desserts, and chill out. We did the family thing this weekend. Well, yesterday. We did a family
Tuesday
thing
is just a weird day to have it a holiday is. Period.
Because people have to go to work the next day.
Yes.
I don't like it when holidays are on like Tuesdays. I don't like Wednesdays. I mean, Tuesdays and Wednesdays is just like, why?
Yeah, that middle of the week stuff is tough.
I give Thursday crew a pass because, like, Thanksgiving. But usually when that time comes, you know, you are Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You get the whole time anyway. So that's why it's cool. But, like, a one-day holiday in the middle of the week is stupid.
All right, so I got a quick question. Huh? Are you guys the type of people, parents, that want to go see the displays in the city? Or are y'all just like, oh, I don't give a damn. I'm going to be at the house before it get real dark anyway.
I feel like it just depends. I think it depends on how old your kids are. Mm. I think it depends on where you live. Because there have been years where I've just taken them to just see, like, you know, a big display somewhere. Mm-hmm. And we didn't buy shit or do shit ourselves. But then my kids are old. They was younger then. So they cool with that. Mm-hmm. You know, now niggas want to, they want to be in the action themselves.
They want to blow up the money.
Yeah, we've always popped fireworks at the house. We never went to a show.
Never went anywhere? Mm-mm. No, we went to a show at in Overland Park one time. It was really nice.
Oh, okay. You know, so the Corporate Woods.
Yep.
Corporate Woods normally does one. What's the lake out here?
Longview.
Longview normally does one. Mm, and then downtown, that. World War One normally does one. I know for sure. Those three for sure.
I'm cool with a show because I don't want to have to go. I don't know what to buy. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, then I got to sit here and watch y'all and make sure nobody blow their face off.
I have to be present at the time y'all exploding stuff.
I can't even just, like, let y'all do y'all thing. You know what I'm saying? Because it's grown people fucking themselves up.
Yeah, definitely.
So.
I thought about going this year, but again, like I said, I just don't like. I don't like having to bring the setup. Like, I have to bring chairs, and we have to walk to the space. We got to be there early enough to get a good
Everybody
spot.
Everybody old enough to carry their own chairs at this point.
Yeah, but still, it's like, you still going to walk a half a mile or a mile to get where you need to be because of parking. And
the traffic leaving.
Yeah. I'd just rather be at the friend's house.
I would rather do that than spend hundreds of dollars.
Exactly.
I respect that.
Our own shit.
That's true.
I do respect that.
Well, I need to get some steps anyway. So. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, guys.
I'm almost middle aged.
You are almost middle aged. Hey, guys. So if you are doing something for the 4th, you would hear this after the 4th. Please be careful. I hope everybody was safe, sound, got all your fingers after this. And just have a good time.
I hope some of y'all don't got y'all fingers.
I don't have anybody on that list of people. I would rather not have their fingers after the 4th. So just go off of Shanae's list.
I got a few.
Come on.
Kind of shit. Y'all niggas easy.
I mean, everybody, you know, don't deserve all their fingers.
Women aren't really nice people. They aren't. I'm just going to say that here so we can clear that up. See?
Listen, I know a few people that Terrell probably like, boy, I sure wish that nigga didn't have a hand. Why he over there talking about we not
nice
people.
I don't be wishing harm on people.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, if it happened, that's cool. I'm cool with that.
I mean, yeah, it ain't happening to you.
I'm not saying I hope, but I'm saying.
You ain't like praying for it, but.
But if it do happen, I'm be like, God don't play about me. This is all I know.
It's a running thing here.
Narcissist.
He don't play about
me. Really narcissistic.
That's why, because God, he don't play about you either.
Yeah, but I don't think he going to take people's fingers for me.
I'm not saying he's taking it for me. I'm not saying he's taking it for me, but you know they say God, the karma. Okay, he don't play about me. That's
you think God got karma? That's crazy if God got karma.
No, I'm saying they said God gives karma.
That's what,
like,
I'm saying. You think he like just like, oh, you know what you did? You did take that paper yesterday.
Is God am I created in the image of the Lord? Is that true?
You think God like got like a couple
okay,
people
then
like,
yes.
That is true.
Then yes.
You know, like, you got a nigga that you don't necessarily like not like, but you just kind of like. You think God got some people like that? Like, man, this nigga.
Everybody.
This nigga I made kind of.
God is a vigilante. God is like,
you
boy.
Said God
you
got
is.
Some niggas he like, boy, I don't really fuck with you. Yeah, they're here, though. I did make them.
God, yeah, you know who it is? Like, the niggas that don't do nothing right, but always praying to him, like, can I just, like, nigga, you don't, you're not a good person.
I swear,
like,
I ain't going to do it again, God. I swear if you get me through this. And he like, nigga, you done said that 12 times, boy. I hate having to save your ass.
Ah, man,
please,
I'm a quitter,
but I'm going to do it again.
Please, Lord, let me just beat these charges this one time. Okay.
And it's the third time.
For slapping your baby mama? No, nigga. No. You're going to jail. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like God is, he like cool, but he kind of like, also, he don't play about us. He don't play about certain people. Some of y'all he be playing about.
Facts. Hey, but y'all be safe. I hope y'all had a good time.
God do
it's
not
gonna
fuck
be fun
with
though.
Y'all.
This 4th is gonna be fun. I feel like it's going to be
so?
Fun.
I don't have my kids, so I feel like I'm going to be in the house.
Damn,
you're
going
to
be in the streets.
I don't have nowhere to go.
If you heard this, you was too late. You didn't call her. She going to be by herself.
I don't have no plans.
With that BBL?
Y'all, I do not have a BBL.
That BBL in the bed?
If I had a BBL, I'd be out here naked.
Hey, guys. another thing. If you dare get a chance to make a comment on our Instagram or our Facebook or our Twitter, please.
Don't.
Please
I'm
tell
make
your
a poll.
BBL story about Danielle.
I do.
I'm going to make a poll. I'm going to post a
one
picture
time I had
of Danielle.
A drink, she bumped
no,
me in the,
you
in the
ain't
pole.
Not.
And
I'm going to say, do y'all
Bro,
think
listen,
that
we in the
ass
section,
is
she
real?
Me out.
Do y'all think this ass is real?
That
yes,
is
no,
crazy.
Maybe so.
Come on. Yeah. We could do that. We
I like
that.
Crazy.
Oh, yeah. So, speaking of BBL, it will be on display. I'm gonna make sure I make the BBL post after the pool party.
What will be on display?
Your BBL.
Oh my God. Listen, I don't have a BBL. I got
her
it from my mama.
Her butt.
Let's talk about Friday.
That's what I'm saying. So,
no,
Friday.
I'm talking about
what's Friday?
Past Friday.
What's Friday?
The section.
Oh, no, let's not talk
you
about
don't
Friday.
Wanna,
okay, let's not jump to that shit. Let's talk about why people should want to be at whatever said thing that we're going to talk about. Let's talk about Friday because I wasn't there.
Oh. No, we don't need to talk about Bruno.
Just a small
snippet. We don't talk about Bruno.
Just a small snippet.
That's my alter ego, Bruno. We don't talk about Bruno. Okay, we want to talk about Friday. Let's do it. I wanted to stay in the house like a good Christian. I ain't a Christian. Like a good
wholesome.
Woman. Wholesome woman.
Okay.
No. Wholesome. Wholesome. Yeah. Woman. Somebody, make some noise. Somebody, make some noise. Somebody, don't look around. Don't look. Call.
What's up?
Okay. Somebody decided we should get a section at Bridgers.
Oh man, on a Friday.
On a Friday, I haven't been at work all week. I'm like,
How do you say no?
No. Well, first, this is what he said. He worded it like he already had the section, right?
Okay.
The nigga said.
You the one to talk about it.
The nigga said, oh, yeah, I got this section at Bridges Friday. Yeah, I think we go slide on Bridges. I'm like, okay, well, let me know. Now, everybody know if somebody say, let me know, what that mean?
I ain't going.
Okay. I said, let me know. What y'all, you know what I'm saying? Oh, okay.
I let her know.
No. Then you proceeded to let me know. I mean, shit, you try to get in on the section? I'm like, no.
And that's a few dollars. You know, put a few dollars on it.
I'm like, I'm really, you know, not really. You know, I done already talked to Lala. I'm like, we gonna have a girls' night. We finna wait. We finna exhale. We finna chill tonight. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's
shit.
What I was on. We finna eat something
be
good.
On some lame shit.
We finna
you see how this story's making her sound really good. And it's like, but keep going.
That's what not her fault.
We listening.
That's what she building
it's
up to.
It's your story.
Nah, is that
it's two sides
of
every story. But we can,
that's who I was trying to be. And then, that is who I was trying to be this Friday.
The nigga that was standing outside with the leather vest on with no shirt called and said,
yeah,
come outside.
Come outside.
Who the fuck?
You.
Who the fuck is that?
You. You. Oh, and you know that you would call me a raggedy bitch.
Yes.
He would do that.
Oh? Bro, that's crazy.
You raggedy bitch.
He would.
Would you throw some fruit at me?
That was him. When I said I didn't want to go to Bridgers, you raggedy bitch. I'm like, damn,
and
okay.
And she got dressed.
Yeah. Oh. So I asked Lala, she like, okay, she like, well, I'm on whatever you want, Shanae.
I was about to say, she pretty gonna be a bunch of whatever right. You owe, though.
So then I'm like, well, let me ask Danielle. She like, oh, I don't know.
I did just get this BBL.
Then I was like, look, then I said, we got a section. She said, oh, well, that changed the game up.
Now, you didn't talk all this.
No, because. I didn't want to just be standing around all them people.
Mm-hmm.
If I was able to sit down and chill and shit, then that's different.
Everybody knows. Listen, we are all almost middle-aged and middle-aged, Chris.
Them young-ass
people. We've all been to the club enough to know that going to the club is way better when you have a section.
When you got somewhere to put your shit down, sit down, stand
up.
Exactly.
You know you got a bottle of liquor coming. You know
you're
your own
spot.
And
you
blocked off from everybody tripping.
Yeah. So, she like...
I ain't gonna lie, though, in Bridges, I done seen, like, hella people fighting in the sections and shit, though.
Like, in the sections? Yeah, well, you is the brigger. Just...
That don't stop nothing.
The brigger.
The brigger, okay. Nigga.
I'm not, for
after
real,
the fact. But... Now.
You think, I used to think it was G. I think it's you now.
It's G?
You the brigger.
No. It gotta be him, because he actually got the section set up.
I elevated it to another level, though. That's what I'm saying.
What? You the brigger. How?
He gonna take credit.
You the bigger brigger.
How did you elevate it?
He gonna take credit for it. Huh?
How did I, what?
How'd you elevate it?
Because he was the one that suggested we get a section.
Yeah, because y'all, because now y'all got sections in Bridgers.
Now the nigga,
now
like,
we can't go.
Now the nigga like, we not going to Bridges without no section.
Absolutely.
You can't. Like,
you with it?
Yeah.
All right, that's what I'm saying.
I'm never going nowhere with y'all again.
I'm not going without a section.
Anyway, y'all.
Listen, right, y'all want to know the moral? Man, no,
hold on. Back to the story. We going to get to the moral.
We get to, okay. I get myself together begrudgingly. I don't even want to tell you. I can't tell because I'm just, the girl ain't going to listen to this podcast. This nigga Terrell is so horrible because he don't know how to just let shit go, right? He don't know how to just let shit that people say just slide off his back, and he just, you know. So,
hold on, real quick. I just got to say, this is the thing about me. It's like, if you really want to get me to do something, you basically got to just be like,
you can't do that.
Yeah, like, nigga, you can't.
You not gonna do it.
Yeah,
nigga.
Like, nigga, you ain't about to pop no bottles. I'll be like, nigga, what? Like,
and it's always me. Know. It's always me over here being the one to tell him, like, who gives a fuck? You know, like, you know you can or whatever. Like, who cares?
You're his voice of reason.
That he doesn't listen to.
Not supposed to.
Oh my God, I'm like that too. I care what people think as well.
But I don't care what people think. I don't care what you think enough to be.
It ain't
like,
even necessarily me caring, though. It's just like,
you care.
No,
you did,
but
it.
It's just like,
yeah.
I'm about to show you. Nah, because now we're about to take it to another level.
That means you cared.
Nah.
If you didn't care, you better.
So the girl trying to tell him, like, you ain't got no friends for real. They not live like that. So the nigga like,
I'll show you. Shanae. Lit.
Come on, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, if I call Shanae, all right.
I'll show you.
I don't know
lit.
If I like
this
having
is
that
when
reputation.
The story gets real.
No, but listen.
Terrell, I feel like you was the only sober one.
No, I was fucked up. I just, listen, I swear to God, I had a conscious moment where I was standing on top of the fucking section, and I'm like, if I take another sip, I'm going to be at Shanae level, and I just put my cup down.
I did not want to be there, y'all.
Right.
I came begrudgingly, so I already had it in my mind, and Terrell had already irritated the fuck out of me immediately as soon as I seen him.
What the
fuck?
So, when you seen
you him? Know what you said. You know what you said. You was like, you know what you said. And bro, I was like, I'm like, you better not even fucking think about complaining about shit tonight, because I don't even want to be here. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You keep all your complaints bottled inside, or you tell them to somebody else tonight, because I will punch you tonight. So he had already started. I swear to God, I ain't been in this nigga presence 5 minutes and he complaining.
No, but it's because
no, I don't care. So now we inside, and I'm like, in order for me to not have this icky attitude, I'm going to have to get drunk.
I'm going
to
turn up.
I have to.
That was the plan for the whole night anyway, though. That
I can go, but hey, I can go out.
Hold on, wait. It was the plan for
no,
the whole night.
No, for who? For who? I don't have to.
The curator of the plan.
I don't have to get drunk to have fun.
Okay.
And y'all know, we can have
but
a good time.
But do you
time.
Have more fun drunk?
I don't remember when I be drunk.
That
That's
means
the problem.
You did.
With that being said, Danielle and Terrell take over the story, because I don't know what happened after that.
She, first of all, bottles just kept coming.
Turn up.
I literally
you,
was
lost
like,
count, nigga. It was
I
adding.
Literally was like, wait a minute, who keeps ordering motherfucking bottles?
Let's go. I seen a picture of the last round. It said we lost count. Because
logically,
really was in there doing it.
Logically, realistically, in my mind, I should not have been that drunk, because
no, yeah,
from, not from
you,
just what we purchased,
exactly,
I shouldn't have been that drunk.
Exactly.
But I'm not even.
It was
taking
too
into account
many shots.
Everybody else
yeah.
that's just buying.
But literally, that night went exactly shots. How I planned it to go, though.
That's
like,
what you planned?
Almost.
That's what he planned. You're fucked up.
No, exactly. I'm saying almost. Like, oh. I knew that we know enough people that if they see us in a section, they going to want to come over there. And it's like, niggas like Beaumont and all that. Like, they going to
want. Niggas a scammer.
I'm crying.
Relax.
And I don't even drink tequila.
But I knew niggas was going to
want to
come over there.
And they kept passing shots around and shit. I'm
Danielle
like,
drinks dark liquor.
So what I'm grasping from this conversation is Terrell did curate this mood. But he also knew the people that would see him and you guys in there would turn this motherfucker up just
like,
a little higher.
Yeah, I'm like, shit, we all
and that's
gone.
Lit.
We overdid
that's
it.
That's a lit ass party.
We overdid it.
No, we overdid it.
We took it too fucking far.
Shanae was spraying. Did you see when she was spraying champagne?
And
on
that
bitches,
girl
bro?
Was like, stop. And Terrell grabbed her. He was like, chill.
Bro, listen. I tried to. This
Shanae
is why
in the club spraying people with champagne.
Listen,
bitches.
She's trying to.
Bitches.
Bro, she's.
I could just tell she was curating the vibe.
Bro, I could tell that she was getting to a point even before that. I'm like, Shanae, like I took like the bottle of champagne and the cup from her, like, bro, just like stop.
I think that's what did it for
she
me
snatched
too.
Snatched it back
it
like
the
no
mixture of the champagne yeah. and that tequila.
I know better than to drink champagne. The first time I listen,
Chris,
I went out.
When I tell you she was chugging the champagne, like,
and she was gone.
I'm like, bro, no.
I kept saying
stop.
Let's
I
go.
Even, I couldn't even tell you what kind of champagne it was. Right. I don't even remember
so
drinking champagne.
I just kept saying pass the Andre. It was not Andre, but I was like, pass the Andre.
Y'all had bottles of Andre, y'all was in that motherfucker
it was
doing
not,
way too much.
It wasn't Andre, but it was on the line. It was on the line of Andre.
Hey, listen, tequila.
It was Andre Daddy.
I ain't gonna lie, that was my first drink that I made though.
You a nut ass nigga.
I just
yeah. Tequila and champagne.
Terrell, listen,
Shorty
Terrell
was already getting on my nerves, so that's why I'm like, bro. I'm
no,
to...
she was so much better after she was drunk.
I knew that. Didn't I say that though?
Terrell
said,
take
bro.
It too far all the
I'm
time
like, bro,
when he
drunk.
Be drinking. That's why he don't think it's the problem.
He didn't know? Seem fucked up though.
He said that he told me to quit drinking, and I said no.
She did. That, I was
okay.
Bro, if you want,
it tracks. Go ahead.
Lala was the most sober
yeah,
person.
Yeah, she was
so that's
because
like,
she had to take shots.
But ask Lala because like I was lit.
I kept saying, Shanae, let's. Go and I just need one more cup of water. I was like, no, let's go
to
the car.
Let's try to hydrate.
She literally just kept sitting there.
That's
like,
how she really said,
no,
this.
I need one more hydrate. Cup of water.
And y'all should have been making me drink
Genius
water.
Genius did
time.
A lap outside around a car and then just disappeared. I was like, what?
I forgot he did.
I said, Terrell, go get
I'm like, nigga, no, I'm not getting
Terrell was like, no, I'm not. I'm like, where did he go?
This is my favorite thing about getting drunk with G because listen. My favorite thing about Gil, because he is a silly ass nigga, period. But like when he drunk, he extra goofy. Yeah. Like he extra just
no,
like
he took
anything.
Off running and then hid on the side of the car and then came back running. He came That's back crazy. Running from around it. I was like, what is happening?
Anyway, like I said, I'm not fucking with y'all.
Me no, either. I'm not either.
That was horrible. So that Friday, was a horrible
this
pool
I mean, party. Is about to be
Saturday?
So
no, I'm not.
Yes, it is.
You, what?
Smoking might be all I do.
Okay. Motherfuckers driving the boat, all that.
So, are we going to go into it now, or are we going to keep... We're going to bring that back. We can bring that back. Guys, just know that story was an amazing, fun time. Everybody made it home safely. There was no
By
drama.
Yeah,
I'm about to say, it's more to that boat.
It's not.
Went,
we're going
no
on.
Drama.
We're moving on.
Listen. No. No.
Oh, my God.
Now,
because,
see, don't
listen.
My shit out there.
I'm going to tell you what.
Don't
everybody,
just girl around,
this is
Shanae.
I'm just instigating.
I wasn't even about to bring that up. Correct. Here we go. So... The thing that's really crazy about this, Terrell makes us come to the thing because he's like, you're so fun. I don't know no fun girls.
But listen,
y'all.
She literally requested. She's like, you don't know any girls
that is,
that like
is
have
a compliment.
Fun? I'm like, I do, but they love
But
key.
What's crazy is she asked for something and then brought some.
They,
he
bro,
said
listen,
she didn't bring them girls.
She
just
know
them girls.
Like,
and they
I told
there.
Her, I told her to invite them to the pool party. She was like, I haven't seen them in a minute. Like, I haven't seen them at work.
We saw them last night.
Bro, she posted a video. Like, can y'all tag them? Like,
can
she
we tag them?
No, she posted a video and made that on the, like, tag them. And I'm like, bro.
Oh.
That's why I'm like, they, I kept
they young,
them,
though, I think.
I don't know. But I kept telling y'all, like, bro, she them is people that she worked with that she just seen here. Like,
All I know is, don't be trying to use me. Don't have me all hungover. Cause I'm the fun friend.
I told you to stop.
I was
you
about to say
stop.
He didn't.
You know
you
what
to
I told you?
Much.
I told you I didn't want to go.
That's really
put a,
not his fault. Though.
I didn't put a gun in your head and make you go.
Yeah,
I didn't.
You didn't?
No.
You didn't?
I did not.
I'll tell you to make a model.
Nah. We was on the phone, so how is that even possible?
Anyway, he peer pressured me, and he's a man. He's stronger than me. He's bigger than me. I was scared.
Yeah, she was scared.
I was scared.
I just hate how y'all fall in line. What is Danielle
scared.
Talking about?
She was scared.
I was petrified.
Me.
I didn't want to go by myself.
She
so
said,
I'm like, please come
go.
With me.
Yeah.
please. I don't feel safe.
Listen, I didn't even see Shanae until we was in front of Bridgers. Like, she could have just not came.
No, but then you could have pulled up to her house.
You know where I live.
She got belligerently drunk and kicked it the hardest out of everybody from the stories. Yes.
She did. You literally were the most. She did. You probably was the most lit person in the entire club.
Damn, the entire club.
Y'all don't think so? Y'all don't think so?
Was the most lit person on Westport.
She was the most lit person. I'm going to go with that.
She had a grand time.
This is my friend.
I don't remember.
I think everybody else remembers being there.
Yeah.
I hate when I don't remember the memories. And normally, that's crazy. I've never got drunk
and not remembered something.
Girl, what? I don't know if it's the drunkenness or the middle agedness, but I be forgetting.
Well, what it is, it's truly that champagne and liquor combination. I promise you, it don't matter what you drink. As long as you mix that champagne in any liquor,
it fucks you up.
You're done. You're going to black out.
You're going to lose it all. It fucks you up. Mm-hmm. First time I ever did that, I had probably the most trifling sex. That's all I remember. I don't remember.
It did activate some stuff.
It do. Hello.
Turn it up.
But then the next time when I had sex with him and we was just like drinking like just wine, I was like, it's not as lit. So you're right.
It's a horrible recovery.
I don't know what it is, but you're gonna get a hangover. I don't know. Maybe I had too much of the champagne and too much of the tequila, but it was, yeah.
You were smoking.
I was smoking. Y'all know I don't even be smoking. I was puffed. Smoke weed every day. The chronic.
All right, what else you got for us, Shanae? Sound like Friday. I'll be at work, y'all, so my
Friday was great.
I hear the stories allegedly. On Saturday like, damn, these niggas really had a good time.
Look, Friday was great, allegedly. I don't know. Saturday is going to be fun. I'm going to be sober, so don't expect me. I've officially named my alter ego Bruno. That's who it is.
We don't talk about Bruno.
This is it. I'm going to be sober.
What's Saturday?
On Saturday, the pool party.
No, bring Bruno.
Why do you want me to bring Bruno?
Wow, you don't like her sober?
Wait, Saturday's no, a pool. Wait, let's get there. Saturday's a pool party.
Saturday, July 8th, 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. Location to be announced. Location to be announced if you're actually invited.
If you're actually invited. You may not be invited.
We're having the Rare Form pool party. It's hosted, sponsored by Terrell Deshawn, Big Genius Beats, and the Honey Trap Podcast.
Come on! Hey, where's my ping, 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 ping?
Just go ahead and play the little one.
Come on.
I'll edit that later. Y'all know I ain't that dusty ass hair.
Came out like, hey.
She really hates that air
horn. I hate that. I need a little bass in my ear.
When I find a new air horn, she's going to be so surprised I inserted it.
I'm going to be happy.
You be horn shaming.
She do.
Because Terrell, his horn on his car sound like that.
No, it doesn't. All right, bro.
Do it one more time.
Did you just say that nigga horn said beep, beep?
No. Meep, meep.
I'm trying to road runner my shit. I'm crying.
We was in a car one time. I'm like, that's you?
Oh, my goodness.
That is you.
So, pool party Saturday.
Pool party Saturday.
Location to be announced.
Location, if you're invited, you can inbox Terrell, Danielle, myself, Genius, Chris, any of us know the details.
Don't inbox me.
If you inbox me and ask me for the address and I don't respond, you're not invited. Thanks.
Inbox Shanae. See, she just put it all.
Ladies free. You feel me? Y'all still got to be invited though, but
straight up.
But yeah, niggas gotta, we need the dub though. I ain't gonna lie.
Okay, fellas,
how many niggas have paid?
Girl, we ain't talking about this on here.
I don't want it to be 50 bitches and two niggas.
Why didn't you want to check the niggas?
You ain't came to none of the pool parties.
Because you know how niggas be. Them niggas gonna be the main ones.
It's gonna be only girls.
It's gonna be me.
Niggas gonna be in my inbox like, Terrell, I was in third grade. Miss Johnson class with Terrell. Go ahead and just, no, nigga.
Miss Johnson was my
fourth grade. Because there's the thing.
You wrong, you lying.
This the thing about it. We feeding y'all. We getting y'all liquored up. It's gonna be bitches there.
Come on.
Bitches with BBLs.
Come on.
Bitches with natural titties. We about to be recording y'all. We talking to y'all on the podcast. We doing all that shit. So y'all can at least bring $20 motherfucking.
Come on. And a good time.
That's all.
You're going to get drunk. I feel like everybody.
Not everybody but me.
And me.
Yes.
Anyway. And it's an actual pool, so y'all can get in.
So actually, they're not going to do that. Well, y'all might do that.
I'm going to swim.
I'm about to say, didn't people get in there last time?
I'm not swimming.
People was getting in. You was in there last time.
Yeah, but I had braids.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I might jump in the pool. At least get my legs wet.
Put the cap on.
Put the cap on.
I'm crying.
I know you're fine. In there
with a swimming cap. I might sit on the side, on the little, you know, I might give me one of them big hats and get a book, you know.
Girl,
resort vibes.
Get a book.
Resort vibes. I seen this TikTok one time.
What book you gonna read?
I seen it. I'm gonna bring coldest winter ever.
Bro, the last pool party, bro, I had a chick there that was so fun, bro, but I was just so drunk. Like, I just couldn't even.
I'm gonna tell them what else happened at the not
in the
last
bathroom.
One.
Oh, man.
You heard about it?
I got some head.
I'm just playing, bro.
No, you not playing.
I got some head. Hold on.
It was not in the
bathroom. What y'all want to talk about? I got some head at the pool party.
It wasn't in the bathroom.
And you too can get your dick sucked at the pool party.
I'm saying,
pull up.
Pull up.
And you better know how to mack her.
Sucking dick at the pool party.
That 20 went
talk her into it.
That 20 went from damn to all they want is 20. Like,
I got some hot dogs, baked beans, some Casamigos, and some head for $20.
And some head, nigga.
Hey, honey, I won't be getting no head.
Chris not doing BDL. That.
I'm gonna be supervising. I'm gonna be there with my lawn chair.
It's gonna be more than you think. You see yourself? You think you just the only BBL?
I don't have a BBL.
She the only BBL in there.
As soon as I said that,
she looked up like
Publix because you're trying to be funny.
I ain't laughing.
Hey, the poll will be dropping soon, so keep your eyes open up for the poll.
There will not be a poll.
It's
not.
No. It's gonna be a poll after the pool party.
With a picture with a poll. So
you gonna I need them to see you.
You're gonna be on a poll and it's gonna be a poll.
Bye.
And here's the thing. I know y'all be seeing Danielle and y'all be like, that bitch fine. If y'all wanna see her in person, she gonna be at the pool party.
I'm not about to play. Who be saying that?
She gonna be
I hate him.
Why you think my friend not fine? Because she's driving a pickup truck.
Bro, never mind. I didn't do this, Danielle. I didn't do this.
I know it's not you.
I didn't do this.
I take back my hate for you.
You had hate.
He be saying this when you not around. That's why I brought
I know because
I've never heard him say that.
No, I have plenty of times.
Yeah, I was. You must have heard.
He might have said it. So.
I have not heard it.
He be saying it.
I know.
I was gonna give you some grace.
First of all, the last time, or it might have been the first time I was on the podcast, you was like, "What y'all gonna talk about her in that pickup truck?"
I don't remember saying that. Okay. My voice don't even sound like that.
Okay, because it was in a...
And the crazy part is we just was talking about how Sagittarius niggas be lying.
Man, come on. I just said it yesterday.
I don't have no clue about Zodiac.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all got something against me.
Capricorns
or something.
Be telling
it's not
the
you.
Truth.
Nah,
y'all be telling the truth.
You ain't that crazy.
I don't know nothing about none of that.
Yeah. I want to get into...
Pool party this Saturday.
Come on.
Pool party this Saturday. Send me some money. If you got a dick, you better send me some money.
Hit up Shanae
or you're not coming.
Terrell or Boy G.
Or it's gonna be a very gay pool party if y'all don't come.
Yeah, because all the women gonna go wild.
All the women is gonna go crazy.
Definitely.
And I'm gonna tell you what, if I got all that liquor up in there and all them bitches up in there, Bruno might come out.
Nah, Bruno gonna be there.
Look.
Hey fellas, if y'all don't show up, Bruno gonna be there for y'all and y'all replacement.
Honey packs.
I got my own.
I don't use. I got my own.
I've never used one.
I never either.
I'm scared.
I heard they
leak
though.
Too.
I heard honey packs go crazy.
I don't want to speed my heart rate up, bro.
You are sickly a little bit already.
What the man? All right, bro.
What? Yeah, you all right?
That was close.
What kind of shit is that?
I'm just. Never mind.
Man, I'm sickly.
So
what kind of shit.
That's wild.
I'm about to leave. Bro. Crazy.
That's wild.
All right, TV. Black Mirror's back. Chris, you got me. We talk about this.
Fucking amazing.
It's such a good fucking show.
I watched all of them.
And I like a...
One.
Did you?
I saved one. I don't know why I saved it. I just saved it. I'm like, I'm going to watch this when I get back to work.
I'm going to pick back.
Oh, yeah. The new season is pretty good. I heard people didn't like it, though.
That's because they
But people always going to complain. Honestly, people. Truly. People always going to have something to say. Can we all turn your AirDrop on for me, please?
So, we're going to get into season six real quick. So, season six started out with Joanne is awful. a bad one. But the one that I really was fucking with was episode 2, Lotch Henry. And that was the What is that? What is it called? Spoiler alert. There it is. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
Lodge Henry. Great episode. Boy and his girlfriend goes up to their old old town to spend time with his family and do a documentary about a local guy. Come to find out, the town has a wild history. The wild history is they used to have a killer that used to kill all the tourists that would come up there. Bodies would disappear. You know, all of the scary shit.
Nut ass shit. Yeah, I know I like some killer shit.
So they get up there wanting to do a documentary on something completely different, and they kind of get convinced that, hey, it's a better documentary. We just got to, you know, we got to go up there and see the old house and really dig deep into the story. And they start digging in that story. And the twist is... All right, I'm leaving right there. That's all I'm
about to say. I'm not going to do it.
That's not even a spoiler if you ain't going to tell them what happened.
I told you most of the premise.
Exactly.
That's not a spoiler.
So you want to tell them what happened?
No.
Go, Shana.
Oh, yeah. Danielle going to watch it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Pause the podcast.
Have y'all watched... okay, so speaking of the true crime, this is not what you call it. But okay, there's a show called Based on a True Story. It's a funny fucking show, but it ain't drama at all. It's really more funny, but it's just like, it's a show about a couple. They make friends with the guy who was their plumber. The plumber and the husband go out and a waitress or a bartender gets killed. So then everybody starts questioning the people that was at the bar, or the police start questioning the people that was at the bar. The husband's there. The wife always is listening to like a whole bunch of true crime stuff. Mm-hmm. So she puts it together. She like, hold up, this plumber nigga is the killer, bro. Like, this nigga's the killer. And the husband's like, nah, he ain't. Nah. But then he like, well, hold on, my wife be on her shit, so maybe she. Anyway, they having money trouble. So she like, well, what if instead of turning the nigga in, like, we start a podcast and he could just like tell all of his killer shit on the podcast and we can make money. It's fucked up. That's fucked up to not just turn the killer in, right?
Yeah, give him a voice.
But she said that they was gonna make sure he don't kill no more.
Wow.
Hey, if you're gonna kill somebody, we're gonna turn you in. He was like, how y'all know I won't just kill y'all?
Yeah, I'm
like,
right.
Anyway, you know, white people. But yeah, so
bitch, I'm gonna kill you next.
It's a really it's like a good, funny fucking show. And so yeah, y'all should check that out. I think it's on Amazon Prime.
I heard that new movie, The Blackening, is funny.
It was funny. I didn't see that.
There. No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, that was a good movie. Shout out to black people, man.
You seen The Blackening?
Mm-hmm. Come on.
You went to the movies and see it? Mm-hmm. I need to get it on bootleg. But
I
should support black people. So I should go watch it in the theater, but I want to watch it at the house.
You can. It's been out since June 16th. It's probably on its way out the theater.
You be taking liquor in the movie theaters? Huh? Allegedly?
Yeah.
Damn. Y'all be having it lit.
Actually,
I need to do better about think about these type of things before I go.
It used to be the driving, but you know, that was the easy place to bring shit.
They let you bring anything. Ooh, you out there smoking, drinking. You bought a grill.
Cracking the bottle on the pavement. Like, damn, this be kids here. Whatever. Yeah,
you can get a grill and everything.
Oh.
Hey.
Man, almost.
Okay.
All right.
But yeah, The Blackening, that was a good... that was a good movie, and yes, I did have a little pine Cosmigos in that motherfucker, you know.
Turn that motherfucker
up.
To go see a black film with some alcohol seems like the right thing to do.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And it was black people in there, and we was all just, you know, it felt like family.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we didn't talk, we all knew what was up, you know?
Come on. It's no talking during the movie anyway.
No, you'll be talking.
Who?
Never mind. Anyway, listen. So... that happened. What else happened on TV?
BET Awards.
The BET Awards. This is the only thing that matters at the BET Awards. I'm sorry, that's fucked up because there's a lot of stuff that mattered. But this was the most important thing. Quavo and Offset made up. I'm at the crowd. Hold on.
You said they did what?
They made up.
Mm.
They've been beefing for a long time. Y'all know. No, that really had me sad that they've been like, even before Takeoff died, it was sad that they had been beefing so hard.
Facts.
So the fact that they really just, and even after Takeoff died, Quavo was still kind of like on some, like he still was kind of a little.
He was hurt.
Yeah, he was.
You know, that hurt turns into grudge.
That shit make you.
Yeah. But so the fact that they were able to come together, which they actually had photographs at, I think, a memorial or something that they had done for Takeoff like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I seen they went to Paris and everything.
Yeah, so they had already been kind of spending a little time together, but it was a nice little surprise to see them actually on the stage together at the awards. That was very cool. And Patti LaBelle messed up Tina Turner's tribute. God,
that shit was crazy. She was like, "I'm trying, man. Y'all." She was like, "I'm trying, y'all." It's crazy.
Why do you guys have a teleprompter for Patti LaBelle?
Why? Because she doesn't care enough to learn somebody else's lyrics.
That's what I'm saying.
That is true.
Why does Patti LaBelle not care enough to learn the song?
She don't.
Why do you ask Patti LaBelle to do anything? You got all these young artists.
Why we don't just ask somebody to know?
Patti LaBelle don't even like people like that. Like, not people from her era.
Kiki Palmer to do that shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love Kiki. She been on her thing lately. Kiki.
That girl ain't did nothing but post adult pictures now that she got that baby.
She did. That body and adult now she had that baby.
I mean, not like naked, but you know, with something nice and sleek looking grown.
She's released projects. She was on the Terrell show. That was a good episode. She interviewed Kamala.
Oh.
Yeah. She doing shit. Don't play with Kiki. Don't play with her. They should have had her. They should have had anybody. They should have had me sing the song.
Not Patti LaBelle.
Patti LaBelle is crazy.
She was like, "I'm trying." The background singers was trying to help her.
Do you remember? I don't remember what.
It's like a real thing with her, though.
Yeah.
She don't care.
I swear I didn't want to say this on the air, but like, yeah.
I'm going to say it anyway. Go ahead.
I mean, I'm just trying to rephrase it. What? But like, yeah, she just might not be a
good person.
I wasn't gonna say that.
A nice person.
She just probably rubs people wrong the wrong way a lot.
Maybe.
She definitely looked like she got an attitude.
She wasn't wrong for this. Do you remember? I don't remember what show it was. It might have been the Ellen show or a Tyra. I don't remember what talk show it was, but she was on there. It was like a chef. It was a baker on there. And they like doing a little segment, and it's Patti LaBelle and the host. And the baker lady's like, "Well, don't eat that. Talking about don't eat the paper on the thing." And Patti LaBelle looking at her crazy as hell.
I'm like, "Bitch, that. I know I she don't did. Eat the cupcake.
Now, why the fuck would
why would I eat the paper?" Yeah, she snapped.
I was like, it wasn't even that serious.
But I could see her
being... I understand,
being,
but she just like let it keep going. I'm like, damn, okay, it's
she
over
don't play with people. That's right. What I feel like. Right. She just
and
don't
she
play
felt
with
like that bitch was playing with her. Like,
yeah.
Bro, she keep faking my nigga Questlove out on the meal. She never said... talk about that, bro.
She said, "Now why would I eat the paper, boo?" She said, "Boo. Why would I eat the paper, boo?" Anyway, Patti LaBelle, you play with that dead lady in her face.
Man,
and they already think you don't like Tina Turner, so that's already.
We don't think she like nobody.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, if supposedly it's a rumor, you know, old music beef that her and Tina just never really, you know, got off.
And that's how you know the people in BET might not have did enough homework, because that is not the
or they messy.
Or they messy, yeah.
Which one you think?
Well, messy. Tyler Perry did just, they said he purchased, right?
Yeah, they did say
there
that.
You get the king of mess. The king of mess.
Mess.
You think Tyler Perry messy?
Or queen, you know, whatever his pronoun is.
I think Tyler Perry is missing.
I don't know. He might be talking about Madea.
Right. He is. His pronouns is
Madea ain't got no money.
How many families Madea
made
got?
All the money?
Tyler made the money.
All right. Like, Madea got
Tyler might hear this, so Tyler, I'm sorry.
He'd be listening.
Whoever you want to be.
He is a straight black man.
Shout out to Tyler.
About to call in like, "Hello."
It's such an ass.
No, well, my computer died, so Danielle, you gotta.
Oh, okay.
Damn, you freestyling?
No,
I just don't know what's going on. This is a good test, huh?
It is.
Essence Fest.
Ooh, Essence Fest. Okay, so I seen Meg's performance. That's the only performance I got to see. But boy,
Meg, I need to go watch it.
Meg is fucking fine, bro.
Did she lose some weight?
She did.
She did. She
looks skinny.
Yeah. She toned up, though.
She been working
out. Yeah, I ain't mean like unhealthy skinny, but she looked like she took some of that Texas weight off of her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Never mind. I was about to say something crazy.
No, say it. Go ahead. What was you saying?
No, Meg looked great. She performed really well. It was a lot of artists there. Daniel, who did you see?
Oh, I seen Jill Scott. She did amazing.
She always did. Does she gawk on the mic or not?
No.
She don't be doing that
anymore.
She
fake rolled up a joint, though.
I don't care about that.
She fake rolled up a joint?
Yeah, she was singing and she was like,
"Damn, don't make her about that."
Oh, she didn't actually have a joint?
No, she didn't. I said fake.
It's a real face.
No, I'm saying like I thought she.
No, nigga. No.
I feel the disgust too.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay, I seen Jill Scott.
Okay,
Jill Scott did amazing.
She went through the whole motion though.
Yeah, she did.
Like, stop asking her about it.
The whole thing.
I'm on my path.
I seen E-40. Somebody brought T.I. out, but I don't remember.
Who did that?
Damn, he was in the comedy.
No, he was rapping.
Them people suing T.I. and Tiny, they want their money back for that stupid ass trial. They like, no.
You know the LOL?
The LOL doll people. They tried to sue T.I. and Tiny tried to sue
the
LOL dolls, saying that they ripped off the OMG girls, mm-hmm. which is their daughter's group.
Okay.
And they lost. Have the colorful hair and all that. But anyway, yeah. They lost.
Yeah.
And so now the toy makers is like, okay, well, you done made us go through this expensive ass trial. We done spent all this money on this stupid ass shit. Run us that money.
Run it back.
Yeah.
No.
Listen, I don't know. They might fuck around and win because I don't know.
Who else
did I see? Even if they just take them through the trial, weapons. Shit gonna be sucky because, boy, that's money you're gonna pay your lawyer, the courts.
Monica, she looked amazing, but she sounded terrible.
Damn.
I was like, what is happening? Like, she was changing up her voice.
Give
and
us
shit.
An example.
No. I was about
Damn,
to.
I was about to say, you was about to hit that boy.
I was.
Come on.
I was.
Do it. It's a safe place.
I was trying to think of how she was doing it, but she was doing way too much. She sounded a mess. And I absolutely love Monica.
Come on. Okay, well, tell me.
She put on a... you can look it up on YouTube.
Do it in my ear. And
no. She put on a good show, but she didn't sound
Danielle, you being too serious today.
I'm not.
Do it.
Tell me a song. Name a Monica song.
What song did she sing?
She sang all of them.
I know she did that. You're everything to me.
Baby, that's just why I love you so much.
I know she did that.
Okay. She didn't do that one. She did everything.
She sang everything. Sing that one. She didn't do that one. Okay. Do So Gone. I know she did that.
Bro, I just gave her. Never mind.
No, that's better than everything. She was So Gone.
Oh, shit.
That's exactly.
That's it. She,
so gone.
No, Monica.
Gone. She didn't sound the same at all. No, she didn't Wait. Sound. She didn't sound the same at all.
I got tears coming down my eyes.
Me too. She didn't sound the same at all. I was like, "What? Why is she doing that?"
Maybe she just like had a long weekend or something. I just feel like everybody, you know, everybody's entitled to an off day. I would prefer it if your off day wasn't like the Essence Fest.
Exactly.
Like,
it was so many people.
Local shit at a little lounge or something. They'd be like, ooh, you know.
But she was pushing that shit out.
Don't do it at Essence Fest. The place is streamed on Hulu and all that. Please. Please, let's not. I didn't catch Juvenile. I did hear he was at Essence Fest also. But I did see his tiny desk.
Yeah, I loved it.
Come on.
I know.
That motherfucker was lit.
I don't know why he had that bandana tied on his
head. It was a
like
look. Because the background singers had theirs on their
he
head.
He didn't have
like
to do it like that.
Yeah, he had the auntie.
I said, this nigga haircut must look crazy up under there. Because why?
I was thinking
like
that too. But then on the sides, it was. He had it.
They could have fucked up the top.
But he was wearing it like that back then. Though.
Yeah. The background singers had it like that on too.
Man. Nah, they had their shit tied around.
It was tied in the front.
I know, but it was like
them
a strap.
Two girls.
It was like a strap. Oh, you talking about the singers?
Yeah.
Girls. I thought you were talking about the instrument.
No.
The instrument girls. Niggas is crazy. I'm sorry, y'all.
The fucking band.
The band.
Listen, he had a time. He enjoyed himself doing that. I loved it.
Yeah, he did. I loved the encore, especially of Back That Ass Up.
Mm-hmm.
I give it his top five.
What's y'all favorite Juvenile songs? Or song.
Slow Motion.
Mm.
My favorite Juvenile song?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I probably might have to go with Slow Motion or Bounce Back.
It might not be Slow Motion, though.
I think my favorite Juvenile song is probably Huh.
It might be Huh.
I ain't tripping. Your little brother got them birds on. Oh,
you a paper chiser. You got your black on five.
That's affirmation. That's some good affirmation.
It is. But Terrell.
You know who got that fire green, huh?
Come on.
You know how to
that's
use
you with that badass Benz, huh?
It ain't hard as it seems, huh?
That's you that can't keep your old lady because you keep up with the friends,
huh?
You
keep your body clean, huh?
Yeah. Oh, you got a BBL, huh?
Hey, shout out to the you got a lot of Jabot jeans, huh?
Oh, God. You got a lot of Jabot jeans on.
I'm crying.
Hey, you having a pool party Saturday, huh?
That BBL gonna be there, huh?
I'm literally.
Just smack him.
Exactly.
All right, all right.
Because he tried to, he throw rocks and he hide his hand.
He's not throwing rocks. It's true.
It's not true.
You are.
If you don't,
there,
if you think it's,
no,
if you
not.
Think it's wow, not true, show up at the pool party on Saturday, guys.
It's not true, guys.
Juvenile's Tiny Desk was really good. Tiny Desk mm-hmm. been doing their thing.
They have.
This year.
Because Tanks was good, too.
Ooh.
I've been fucking with
I like
niggas.
Tanks.
I don't like it when niggas be having the dangly earring. Can y'all stop doing that?
I know, but I love Luke.
I seen a fat nigga with a dangly earring at Percy's the other day. And I was just like,
hey, first of all, the fact that that's where you was at.
At Percy's.
No,
at
listen,
Percy's?
I was.
Why was you at Percy's? Why did you feel like the need to tell us that the nigga was fat? It's
exactly.
Just a lot going on.
You could say, I seen a nigga listen, at Percy's with a dangly
it's different man. When a nigga skinny with the dangly earring.
Nah, but it just.
Just go without the dangly earring.
It just, no, yeah, the dangly thing. Earring is
wait,
just,
did Tank have a dangly earring?
But listen, yes. The niggas.
His, well, you know his, he already.
His fucking collar shirt was like all the way buttoned up. I'm like, and then a dangly earring was like hitting his shoulder, kind of.
You
got to
have
center.
A little swag, though, for a dangly earring.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Like or you just like got to not have a dangly
DK
earring.
DK Metcalf or something. To wear
yeah, you got to have a little bit of confidence about
you
yourself.
You got to be a fucking football player or something.
Yeah.
Nigga, it's crazy.
Dangly motherfucking earring.
What else? So what y'all was talking about?
Duval Day.
Duval Day.
What is
yes.
Duval Day?
Lil Duval hosts. He has a thing. I think it's around his birthday. Well, his birthday was like a couple weeks ago, I think. But it's always in the summertime. They do a thing called Duval Day. I'm sorry, I was being nosy. And he always it's really just a ghetto good time. And I really want to go. I really want to go 1 year.
Jackson,
but this year he had Sexy Red.
Oh,
and Lord boy, have mercy.
Let me tell y'all what. They was in that motherfucker kicking it when
oh,
she hit
they?
The stage. Yes. Niggas love Sexy Red. She getting a lot of love out here.
Man, we like that heathen shit. Ghetto. I ain't gonna lie
yeah.
to you.
You should have seen us at B-King when they play I'm out of town. Thinking with my rounds. My coochie pink. My booty all brown.
I give it the respect. I'm not really the biggest fan of her music style, but I like the record. It's catchy. It's catchy
Hell
enough
cats,
to like.
SRT, nigga, come pull up on me.
I don't know that record. See, I'm not gonna buy all in on all of them.
You don't got to. The bitches is.
That touche.
Come on.
You make a
niggas and niggas with the Hellcats and SRTs already making TikToks.
We in.
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, she talking to me. Oh, it's lit. Yeah.
They me go watch this motherfucker right now.
They are on it. So Duval Day. I think, as a matter of fact, you know what? I think we should go with a field trip to Duval Day. I don't know if we should go next year. Should we go next year?
I think so.
We'll just go next year.
Duval Day. It sounds lit.
Duval Day. Yeah. Because he be bringing out, you know, all the real ghetto motherfuckers love Lil Duval.
Yeah, that is true.
So they be pulling up.
He has a demographic.
He does.
And he caters to them.
He does. And so they be out there and they fuck around. And he really show a lot of love to his hometown. So they all pull up. And I think it'll be fun. And I think I might be able to find me a nigga with some wicks and some fronts.
That sound lit.
It do sound lit. It do. He might throw my pH balance off, but
that's exactly what they look like. No, that's what they look like.
His water intake gonna be poor.
Yeah, like when niggas all they drink is like Hennessy and just like eat go chicken go all the time. Like I can't fuck niggas like that raw.
Yeah, that nigga definitely gonna throw your shit off.
Yeah, it's gonna throw my shit off. Like no,
that nigga piss elixir.
Yeah.
For real.
Chris got in trouble for talking about women pH balances because they was drinking some crazy shit. It's a whole bunch of sugar. You know how they make all them sugary like alcohol drinks?
What do you mean he got in trouble?
Well, not in trouble for real, but he had posted that they pH was gonna be fucked up and the girls was like, excuse me.
Yeah, they was.
The girls was like,
was.
You're my new women's business.
Right.
I was like, he is, but he also
he ain't
it's
wrong.
He's pretty right.
I'm crying.
You eat motherfucking sour worms and shit inside of alcohol.
I stand with women, so I ain't about to hop in and tell him he right, but
Hey, she definitely did not. She seen me getting attacked on social media and did not say
we
a word.
We gotta stick together, girls. Fuck that guy. Fuck that guy.
The code is different, boy. Y'all women code is different.
It don't matter. They wrong.
It don't matter. Yeah, she's not wrong.
I didn't say she wasn't wrong. I just didn't say nothing.
Even worse.
Omission.
No, it's not.
Even worse.
I was in the car. I was at Christian like, damn, they eat his ass up. Woo, fight back, Chris.
I could save him, but. But.
Damn, Chris.
Yeah, well, you know.
Did you even pinch the bitch?
No. They was on my ass. Shout out to that podcast that actually attacked me.
Crying.
I like that
you
podcast.
You do listen. He be listening. That's how you seen the tweet to even say something. Because he follow y'all. He love y'all.
Yeah.
He ain't mean it. He y'all, just don't know no better. I'm trying to get him right.
Shit. I meant that shit.
Listen,
he said I meant
me and Danielle trying to get him right.
I better stop drinking that shit. Body like a nine volt battery.
She said, did that sound smart to you when you said it?
Yes.
They was pissed. I'm crying.
Hey, sometimes I say shit on social media to women just to see if they're going to attack me like that. Like,
she was on his ass. I'm crying. Man, that's probably why I didn't say nothing, because it was funny. Like, let's see how far this can go.
Watching me get abused.
Yeah. Let's see. What happens next? Anywho. This is not strictly women's business. This is black human business.
Come on.
Why y'all trying to get rid of affirmative action? Why y'all not?
Why they hate us though so much?
They hate us real bad. First of all, they don't want us. Okay, back to women. Y'all hating on the abortions. Mm-hmm. Now y'all trying to take away affirmative action. Y'all told my nigga no on the student loan forgiveness. Like,
they hated on Hillary.
I can't have shit.
They hated on Hillary, even though that's a white woman. They still hated on her.
Mm-hmm. They did.
She told us this was coming.
Right.
She did.
She said, hey, if y'all let this motherfucker win, y'all gonna be mad in a few years. And guess what? Let that motherfucker win, and we made it.
But you know what? But again, going back to anytime we, and this is not a political podcast, but anytime we go back to it and we discuss any of these things, it goes back to this. Y'all be so gung-ho to vote about the president. Okay, yes, do that too.
Mm-hmm.
But these Supreme Court justices are the ones that's overturning fucking Roe v. Wade's and fucking affirmative actions and shit like that. These are people that also are getting appointed by the people that y'all are voting for locally.
Yeah.
Well, both. The president still...
He appoints
the Supreme Court, but there are what happened was is we missed out on the opportunity to get a lot of judges in place,
right?
Because we didn't take on the responsibility.
So it's like I ain't gonna say if all he got to choose from is, but because Biden hasn't. He hasn't appointed anybody because he didn't have any.
Yeah.
So these niggas is the judges till they die, right?
And they're the judges of the last former president.
Yes. These are the people that Donald Trump picked. Mm-hmm. Like, so it don't fucking matter who we voted for president at this point because.
Go ahead. Because I want to follow up.
Yeah, it don't matter at this point because the nigga got the people in there who was gonna do what he knew that he wanted them to do.
Yeah.
And it's enough of them, even if it's. We do have some that are more liberal, but it's more of the conservative judges. They're correct. Going to they saying fuck us, y'all, like big fuck us. And so, with that being said, the next time this next go around for voting, and I'm not talking presidential, even though that's Senate, coming,
the House,
vote for that shit, bro. Just please.
What y'all not understanding is because they try. I went through the whole wormhole of the tweets following it, and everybody was blaming Obama and things of
it's
that nature.
Blaming the black man.
What the problem with Obama's situation was, we didn't have the House and the Senate.
Right.
We didn't have control of who or what he was able to do. He would have had to executive order everything because everything he sent to the Senate got knocked down.
Right.
And nobody got a chance to vote on those things because they had Mitch McConnell as the leader of the House. Well, that just eliminates the fact that if I give you any information, I say I want to pass a bill, it goes to him first. And he say, no, we ain't doing that shit.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't going to vote on it. We not doing it. I don't care.
Nope.
So when he had the opportunity to put two Supreme Court judges mm-hmm. in office. They blocked him.
Mm-hmm. Hated him.
And the other lady that should have been one of his choices, she said she wasn't retiring. You cannot retire a Supreme Court judge. Mm-hmm. It's till death. Literally, you have to die or say, I'm done with this mm-hmm. shit to lose your job.
Yeah.
So
and usually they only do that if it's like some health shit.
She got cancer. She had cancer. She was like, "Nah, I don't care. I'm 80 something. I got cancer. Now I'm not leaving." Mm-hmm. She died when Trump was in office.
Sick.
So now you telling me he get two choices? Obama got his already in there. You get two choices to make this happen, and that's all they needed. I mean, it's a numbers game when it comes to that. They were also trying to put, and like we're not a political podcast, but I know a little bit enough about this to at least speak on it. They wanted to extend the Supreme Court judges and make more mm-hmm. so it can be more even and fair, even keel. They voted that shit down. They, hell no. We about to win. We about to win all
this. I just feel like it's stupid to even, I feel like, and I don't know if this is just crazy, but I think that there should be automatic, for the Supreme Court justices, I feel like it should automatically just be a half and half. Sort of, you know what I'm saying? At all times, because if you give too much on things like that, if you give too much power on one end or the other end, then
it's going to tip the scale.
It's going to tip the scale.
We're literally living in the scale being tipped, and there's nothing that can be done about it.
Nothing that can be,
you know, outside. I mean,
until one of those fuckers dies.
Well, I think that Biden could actually overturn it, but.
It ain't over yet.
But that's such a powerful move. Yeah. Only person that really was pulling stunts like that was Trump, where he just tap in. And
yeah,
like,
that
hey,
nigga was out of control.
I'm doing what I want to do.
Yeah, and you try not to do that because it gets really hostile and it gets really like, oh, nigga, so you just gonna pull the big joker?
When you set the president, it just literally you set the president. Like, oh,
and
no,
he
we
probably especially
time.
Don't want to make no moves like that, and he talking about running again. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because then motherfuckers gonna be like, oh, so you think you a tyrant?
Yeah. You the big dog.
Yeah. So I think my thing that I think he should do is just, if he hopefully get elected again. I know y'all love to hate on every single president, but my thing is, y'all really don't even understand. Like, they can't just go in there and do what the fuck they want to do.
Yeah.
Like, it don't work like that. But I fucks with Joe Biden because remove this debt, nigga. Come on, bro.
He has some good ideas.
He has a lot of good ideas.
I don't think that he gonna get another.
I don't know.
My only fear is that I'm not Democratic or Republican. I obviously vote a certain way due to I watch and learn about the people enough to be like, hey, nah, that nigga don't deserve this job. Mm-hmm. Like, for real, he's not qualified. The other nigga, he old. He kind of qualified. He could probably figure it out on the fly, or at least know his job enough to do it. That other nigga ain't going to be figured out this out on the fly. He going to be lost, and they just going to use him as a pawn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's basically what they did. If you look at what Trump did, he's literally the pawn for the Republican Party.
Right.
And they probably will never get him back in office. They don't even want him in office for real. Yeah. They just like, nah, you did everything we asked you to do.
Right. Oh no, nigga, they're heavy behind DeSantis, and that nigga is like.
But they don't think he can win because that other motherfucker done started a cult.
That's true. But
and
listen,
they like, well, shit, we can't just throw him to the wayside because he do got
all
the followers.
This motherfucker DeSantis talking about getting rid of the IRS, the Department of Education. Boy, what the fuck are you talking about?
He just in there
you
trying
just
to fuck
in there
up.
Saying stuff. You just, this nigga like, fuck it, let's gut the house.
Yeah.
We gonna put some Lamborghini doors here. Mom. We gonna, this, he the nigga from Pimp My Ride. Okay. You got a bathroom sink in your car. Like, why? What is happening here? He doing too much too soon already. I'm just not liking what I'm seeing from him. Let's see what, it just so happens that all of the things that align with me, I would be a liberal technically, maybe an independent. I just ain't never ever had the thought in my mind to be like, let me vote for a Republican just because they always are on some selfish shit.
I get why certain people do it because it's big money shit.
But if you the motherfucker that ain't got big money, then
they
fuck
not
that.
Talking to you.
You're not doing a bitch ass thing for me.
Yeah.
So yeah, you know, I'm cool on that.
But Shanae said it right, guys. Learn. Take the time to fucking learn. I had to say this out loud, and I'm glad you brought this up because I feel like as the middle-aged group of people, and almost middle-aged group of people,
okay,
we have yet to figure out that we the fucking adults.
Right.
Hey, you want shit to happen and change.
It's a lot of niggas that don't care, though.
But the problem is they're playing with your life.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You're watching them literally play with your life, your children's life, their children's life. Nigga, this shit ain't changing for two decades.
By the time we grandparents, or by the time, might not even be grandparents, by the time our kids is even fucking graduating from school, well, not my kids grown, but you know, by the time this the shit matters for us, y'all not about to have no social security. Y'all not about to have shit. Y'all not about to have nothing. These niggas is trying to take life. And I know life is not always great how it is. But these niggas is trying to make it a whole lot fucking worse.
Yeah. And they and the thing is, like I said, we're the adults, but they already got they self in place. You know, they kids are in place.
Yeah.
They kids got the
It don't
shit
matter
they
what happened. It don't matter what they vote on.
They don't give a fuck.
They kids is good.
You think they not going to be able to get an abortion if they baby have a mixed baby
a
or something?
A little black baby?
Yeah,
oh, no.
Man, that baby gone.
They probably got abortionists on payroll.
I'm just saying.
What?
So we have to take the proper steps to say, all right, hey, what the hell is going on with the world? Because if you don't, it's going to pass you by. And like she said, they're going to take everything. Why? Because it saves money. They don't need the resources. You do. Your family do. Your nephews and nieces going to need Title IX and program. I ain't going to just name programs to make sure that they can help. Hell, Social Security, pensions, things of that nature. Hell, affirmative action. Affirmative action was basically allowing your black ass to be able to go to some schools and get jobs that you probably would never even got. They wouldn't have looked your way. They would have just did some nepotism shit and passed it down to somebody.
Listen.
So take your time to learn something about the government so you can be able to make a valid, conscious decision on making change. Because if you don't, the change is going to happen without you. And it ain't going to go in your favor. It ain't going in our favor.
It's not going in our favor.
They literally snatch women abortions off of women. Like,
why
that's,
you tell me that?
That's fucked up. That ain't even my pussy. That's
Listen,
yours.
It's my, like, you don't have to raise none of these kids. You ain't got to do, like, stop fucking playing with me.
And like I said, I'm sure you going to get that abortion if you ready.
Hello.
That baby gone.
I ain't got to get no abortion because one thing about me, bitch, I got my own file. I don't need security in the club. Okay.
Oh, man.
Oh, he gonna bust this motherfucker. It's gonna bust back. Ain't no babies.
None.
Come on. I'm just saying. I got that thing on me. I don't gotta subscribe to the abortions no more.
Yeah.
Even though I
ghetto.
Do still.
That was ghetto.
Let these people get their abortion.
You about to make me mad bringing up that topic. That was
I'm
ghetto
sorry.
As hell. These
I don't
niggas,
know why they did that.
And student loans.
And
they
shot
that motherfucker down.
Bow,
bow, bow.
And then
y'all niggas thought y'all was getting out of that. Nah.
This is the thing. This is why I feel attacked. Like, I'm a black woman in debt.
all of the negatives is against you.
I'm just like, you know how I was talking to y'all about the occurrences earlier? That's what they hit my ass with. They're like, bitch, it's time for you to clock out. Man. Yeah, I'm going to need you to go ahead and clock out. Fuck, I didn't stand a fucking chance. Anywho.
Do better, people. Not only black people, do better.
I'm crying. I'm the end on a little bit depressing, but you know.
No, was that all we got? We got something else, don't we?
It's 6 o'clock.
No, that was it.
No, that was it.
Hey, guys, Danielle got to go pick up her babies. Or her baby.
Just one.
Man, you got to go be a mother. Yuck. Anyway.
Pool party, Saturday.
Come on.
July 8th?
July 8th. 4 p.m.
Hit up Rare Forms, Boy G, Terrell Deshaun.
Come on.
Shawnee McLovin. Danielle, I don't know Danielle's fucking Instagram or Twitter. So just
don't
find
hit me.
Cool
just,
Mom D.
Hey,
that
Cool
is
Mom
not
D.
My
Miss D. Miss D. D.
One of them.
She got more than one name. Why she echoing?
Hit up Chocolate. She gonna be there. They'll give you some information. Holler at the fellas. Don't play the cheap game. It's gonna be a good time. Pay the 20 or whatever they asking for at the door. Let's have a good time, man.
Hey, whoever paid the most money to get in,
wow.
Get to touch Danielle, BBL.
Okay,
I'm
end
just
it.
Playing.
Where's the song, Chris?
Where's the song, Chris?
Damn, I ain't got no song.
That look like we got to keep talking about it.
We was getting places.
Come on.
Hey, man, it was fun. Hey, and I'm glad to be back with y'all, man.
Here she go.
Yeah. How it go?
Man, don't talk about Bruno.
you right now. Reverse that car, girl, I'm bucking right now. Climb on the standard rail, if you can handle it. Beat that kid up when it's down, put it down. Let's make a movie, girl, I do the shooting camera. In my left, put your hand in my right. Water keep dripping while I lay this pipe. Sex is a drug, well, let's enjoy this high. No time to make love it. Keep screaming you want it. Girl, you looking lovely. When you ride this pony, we can do this till the morning. So please come and ride me. Love it when I'm deep inside you. You going crazy, yeah. Kissing wherever you want me. I go bananas when I'm in that monkey. Lately been feeling, feeling like a junkie. Pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, beat it up like a drummer. You know that I'm nasty, you know that I want it. Stroke out your zone, but I'm a want it. You screaming my name and say, daddy, I'm coming. I'm coming too, I put mine in your stomach. So baby, let's go. I wanna